What's up, everybody? It is another Hell's Kitchen after show. We're ready to talk heat in the kitchen and Mr. Jared and see what he's talking about. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna give the one finger.
That's
I'm
the
just,
naughty finger.
Is that the exactly? This, I feel like if Gordon Ramsay was doing this dance, he would do it like this. Like,
he'd do it more like a scolding. We're trying to do more sexy. Exactly.
He would do it like your donut. Donut.
You whale of a person. You terrible donkey. What are all the, like, he has so many, like, names. Like, they should do, like, a montage of, like, all
there
these
is.
Names.
I've seen a few.
There is, actually. We should show one.
We should bring
that's
it.
That's what we should do. That's what
okay,
we should
Ashley.
Do. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. That little crazy
Come on,
finger.
Ashley.
See, I'm doing, like, double time.
Like, Jet Li. I mean, not Jet Li. That's Chun-Li.
I was like, wait,
Street Fighter.
What?
Sorry.
Like, Jet Li.
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li with the leg? Oh, yeah. Dude, that was the character I used to pick all the time.
Really?
And everybody would be
I'm
like,
so
why you pick
surprised.
A girl? I used to love the leg kick. Oh, that leg kick
oh,
would
you
go
just
hard.
Liked her. You had a crush on
no,
her.
No, I didn't. You had a video game? Her. Like, come on. Come on. No, I mean, I'm
she
just saying,
hot.
Like, she was hot for a video game, but I'm saying, like, she was dope. Like, she was underestimated. Everybody would be like, oh, you're going to be Chun-Li, and I kill him.
But there was a guy that did his hand like that, too.
Yeah, that
the
was, the big.
E-Honda.
Yes.
E-Honda. Hey.
Yeah. He was too slow, though. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Hell's Kitchen back in the building. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and as always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Unfortunately, Ms. Cheney is not with us, Ashley on camera, but of course, I got the rest of my goon squad with me, joining us back after being a world traveler. We don't know, where were you this last time?
I was just in Vegas. It was nowhere big.
Just in Vegas, you know, just working.
It's a hop, skip, and
I mean, just doing big things, better than you.
Ashley, I miss you. Come back soon. I hate when it's just me and the guys.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting teamed up on.
Hey, everybody.
You know.
Hey. Hi. How's it going?
It's Robin McSweeney.
It's Robin.
With a V.
Good to be back. You can find me at B Stays Busy.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah,
I was like, is there more?
Right.
Like, what's
and
going
then.
On? Everybody is Frank Moran.
Hi, everybody.
Frank.
Yeah, hi. Did you pull a lemon and go to some really sweet restaurants from that former contestant's work at?
why you make like, stalk
I ain't try
people?
That no more.
like I'm just out there like, were you on Hell's Kitchen season 6? I want to eat at your restaurant. Like, why are you
set
making
me
it
up.
Creepy?
That is amazing.
Like, I
that
get it.
Sounds
they
amazing,
tell
though.
Me that I can come by and I oblige.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Why are you pounding on the table?
I'm heavy headed.
It's okay.
It's heavy headed Wednesday. Like,
right.
I don't know.
No one
like,
thinks you really stalk them. It's okay.
I'm tired of getting picked on this show.
We're going to talk it all down. Right here.
She doesn't know.
That's right.
That's my new phrase.
That's right. Talk it all down.
Wait, I missed it?
Yeah, you missed it. I brought it up last week and now it's trending.
Follow me on social media, Happy Go Jackie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That part.
Yeah, that part. I mean, if you want.
That part. Whatever. If you want. It's kind of boring.
It's not great.
Oh, Ghost Town.
I'll tell you.
If you want to follow tumbleweeds.
And then no.
Crickets. Joking. All right. So let's get into this episode. We do have a guest scheduled today, so we're working on getting them via Skype. So stay tuned for that. But right now, we'll go into the episode, and we see Elise and Dana. Talking about in bed, you know, while having their feet in the hot tub, Van almost falls in. So this is pretty funny because I've never seen, people just have their feet in a hot tub.
No.
Like, I've seen people sitting, but not like what they were doing. They were, like, all had their feet in the hot tub.
Because it was, like, too hot. Like, sometimes you don't want to get in it, but you want to enjoy it a little. That's, no? Mm. I've sat in a hot tub with just my feet before.
I mean,
yeah.
I have two, but I'm saying everybody wasn't doing that, I guess is what I'm saying.
Maybe they didn't want to, like, change into their bathing suits and just...
You know, what I will say, Steve, though, is that that's right. Sorry, I feel like on Hell's Kitchen, for the most part, you never see, like, if you're watching, like, say, like Top Chef or something, and a contestant gets, our chef tested, gets eliminated, there are sometimes some, like, sad feelings from some of the other ones. Like, I can't believe this person's gone. You never see that in Hell's Kitchen. Everybody's like, thank God this knucklehead is out. Nobody ever cares.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's a number of reasons for that. I mean, the focal point is, I feel like, with Hell's Kitchen, it's all about Gordon Ramsay and him kind of yelling at these people. So I feel like the cooks or the chefs are kind of not secondary, because, yes, they are, you know, integral part of the show. Show's not without them. But it's really the focus. I mean, look at, you know, Hell's Kitchen. You see Gordon Ramsay's face. I feel like with something like Top Chef, you're not dealing with the host is not the focal point of the show. It is the actual chefs. So, and it's, I mean, there is drama, but I feel like with Top Chef, it's more about the actual cooking.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas with Hell's Kitchen, it's more about the drama and what happens outside of the actual cooking and dinner service. Because dinner service is one small component of the show. I mean, a lot of the show is the challenges that they have, the rewards, the drama that happens, you know, in the dorm,
they still cut that short too, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. What would you say, Frank, if you were a chef or someone that cooked really well, which show would you rather be on?
I would definitely be on Top Chef, for really? Sure. Yeah, either Top Chef.
I mean, this is a Hell's Kitchen after show, just so you know.
I know, but so. It's just no offense, but it just feels like there you have seen, I think, chefs from either say Top Chef or maybe sometimes the next Food Network star on Food Network kind of use that platform to kind of catapult themselves. I'd probably say the best one is probably Top Chef. Hell's Kitchen,
as far as you know, career wise, is that what
you're saying? Yes, career wise.
I gotcha, gotcha.
Honesty right there.
That is honesty. That is honesty. And I can't say that I don't agree with you, because again, this is a Hell's Kitchen after show, but it is the Food Competition Network.
I feel like everyone that actually applies or, you know, submits themselves for these shows do multiple shows. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of them do.
So it's like whichever one catches. So I'm sure they'd be into doing any of those other good ones that you think.
Well, you see all the shows on the Food Network. I've seen a lot of them go through those shows. People that I've seen on Hell's Kitchen, people I've seen on Top Chef, and then on other shows. So, yeah, I mean, I think they kind of run the gamut.
It
for is, sure.
And it gives me similar types of people casting for each of those shows. But I feel like you'll see more of a crossover between various Food Network competition shows as well as maybe Top Chef kind of commingling. Rarely do you have, I don't think I've ever seen anybody that's ever been in a Hell's Kitchen compete on another food.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. I've seen someone from Hell's Kitchen on, what was that show? It was it's on the Food Network. It was where they had like all these like crazy
chops.
They had a bid. No, it was on Food Network.
Cutthroat Kitchen.
Yes. So I saw a Hell's Kitchen contestant on Cutthroat Kitchen one time.
Got cut out once.
One time.
Right. Got cut right out of the gate. Right. They got cut out.
No.
Oh,
did they? No, they
didn't. They didn't make it past round one. Alton Brown said.
They did it.
Deuces
it was no faith. No faith in the Hell's Kitchen squad.
I mean, I feel like I get what you're saying, and I feel like because it's on Fox, though, I feel like that's part of the reason. It's just like I feel like it's the same thing with MasterChef. You know, those people that are contestants. Obviously, it's a different brand. These are home cooks,
right.
So they're not actually working, you know, in a kitchen already. But I feel like the same thing with them. You know, if they win, then that's it. It's not like they're going on and being on other, you know. Shows or anything like that.
Maybe.
So.
Yeah, that was a good talk that we had.
Off topic.
Interesting. You have. I haven't. Ooh, tell me about what you saw. Okay.
Did you just feel left out?
Like, I did. I was like,
it's like a tennis match. You're like, oh, okay. Oh.
And what do you have to
something
say
else
about?
I can't even join in.
Basically.
Why are you on this panel, Robin?
Well, I don't. He didn't see that person you saw in Cutthroat Kitchen.
Oh, right.
But I think we should all just take one of those MasterChef cruises. Let's just do that.
Right, because that's on the top of... Okay, anyway, here you go.
Going back into the episode. So, yeah, Elise and Dana were actually in bed, and they were talking about it in the hot tub, and then Van almost falls in, which I thought was hilarious.
Super hilarious.
Van's crazy. I thought this was dope because this is a local spot here in L.A., and it is also Marino's restaurant.
Oh, so, and somebody here on this panel has been there.
Of course.
I've been there a couple of times.
Oh!
A couple of times.
Wait, I think I've been there once.
First of all, it wasn't like you weren't invited.
Wait, that's you invited him to get pizza?
No.
Of course he wouldn't. He would never do that.
They have, and I feel like you weren't, maybe you weren't on the panel yet. It's happened a couple of times. You might not have been on the panel
yet. I don't think I would, no.
Yes,
no,
but a couple of times they will, Fox will have what they call a Tweet and Eat event. And what they'll do is they'll go to DeSano's Pizza, and then it'll be all different types of, you know, people that are hosts or correspondents or media, things of that nature. And they'll be going, and we all eat at the restaurant. And they have, like, a viewing, and we watch the show live.
That's cute.
And we tweet about it.
Yeah. I mean, Lem told me that I was invited after. You know, he told me after the fact that I was invited. I mean, you were invited, man. You shouldn't have been there.
He's got a pass for me because I was not on the panel when all of this took place. That was not true.
Yeah, it was actually, though. And that's where I first met Josh. And Millie, who's on this season, he was there as well. This was a couple of years ago. But I found out it was Marino's restaurant. And so, and I've been there, like, without that event, too.
They have good white pizza. Have you tried their white pizza?
Yes, it's very good.
Amazing.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very traditional from Italy. So, like, if you were to go to Italy, the way they cook it, if you saw the ovens, the 400 degrees, and, like, the way it's done, it's very
serious,
rare, yes.
Meticulous.
Right. No, very, very traditional pizza, Italian pizza, but it was very good. It's very good. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, I've been there. That's really dope. So,
like, oh, my gosh, Lem never invited me to that. That's what I saw when I watched that.
Anyway.
Every spot, anyway, like, I bet you Lem's been there.
Whatever. I hate it. Anyway, moving on, the challenge was you had to spend a big pizza with international countries on them.
Oh, can we sidebar on that for a second? That? Because they bring out Marino and say, like, oh, yeah, hey, this is your place. I know you make pizzas and you made something special for us with a competition. He's like, oh, yeah, I did. And then they wheel out this big pizza that you know they didn't cook there. That's like a big mama's and papa's pizza.
There's no way they
could. That one of those super huge ones that you need to get like a special vehicle to drive it over to you.
No, there's no way.
That's one of those.
No.
Yeah, so I was like, that is not your pizza. Yeah. You're liars.
Yeah, there's no way that they did that.
I thought for a second that they were going to choose their own countries or it was going to be countries that they were from or something.
Really?
Of their choices for some reason.
I think that would be too
easy. Before it came out, that's what I was
thinking. But I felt like it was still kind of a lame thing. Just spin it and then that's it. It was kind of a...
I mean, the way they get to what country? Yeah, I mean,
it was like a Wheel of Fortune pizza but style.
But I think they were also limited in space. I think too, because that place. I mean,
you saw they were all on top of each other.
Yeah, when they were cooking, and that place is pretty for a restaurant. Like that place that they were at is very open, where the ovens and everything up. But for a production,
right.
Where you got cameras and people and, you know, all that kind of stuff, I could see how they probably couldn't do a big thing like they can do in the soundstage for Hell's Kitchen.
On each of the different ovens, they had different names in there? Are there anything different about which ovens that they cook them in?
I don't think so. I think they're all for making pizza, and they just use whatever one is available. Okay. So they had to spin a big pizza with international countries on them. They have to cook the pizza inspired by that country. And they also go head-to-head. And so, obviously, as we mentioned, they were having difficulties with the kitchen being smaller than what they're used to.
like the least trying to get that in there.
That was crazy. She was like, it won't come off. And she's just like,
was having issues.
She ended up making a calzone.
Basically.
Her pizza pocket.
She tried to call it a flatbread.
Right.
No, but what was crazy is, like, Robin's so positive, and she's trying, like, it's going to be there. She's like, shut up. I mean, not right. Robin, Barbie.
Yeah.
And she's like, shut up.
Right.
Like,
I got to get my pizza in.
You're just annoying me. Right. Shut up. And I was like, oh.
She was determined to get that pizza in. So they end up, and then there was two for France, and they ended up picking Gio's pizza.
And you know,
as opposed to Benjamin.
And a way to hang a lantern on it, though, when they said, like, right. You know, hey, I mean, he's Italian. Exactly. Of course. You know,
that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
And they did not use their brains at all.
Well, and you see a lot of times where the person that doesn't get picked is kind of like bummed. Benjamin, he was just like, he said, like, no, that's the better looking pizza. Pick that pizza. Of course, they didn't look under the bottom, which...
Because no one would assume that he'd burn his pizza, his pie.
And it did look better. I mean, when they showed him, you know, that did look better. So India was Barbie and Robin, and... it was ended up being Barbie that won on that challenge. It was Morocco.
Did any of those pizzas, though, excite you in terms
of...
Yeah,
none of them.
I thought
none
I saw
them.
One that was really good, but I can't remember.
None of them. None of them. Maybe, well, let's see.
There was one. I was like,
The Greek one looked kind of good. The Greek one. That was Dana too, and Nick. Nick ended up taking that one. They had Morocco. Millie and Jennifer. The blue team took that one. Vietnam, which I was like... pho on a pizza. That was the one. Yeah. And I was just like, and I had pho today. And it was really good. And I'm just like, I would not want to eat that. Those ingredients on a pizza. That would not be good at all. So I felt like that was difficult. That was Van and Manda. And Manda actually pulled that one out. South Korea was Elise and Jared, and there was no point given because
they took that was a hard pass.
Yeah, that was it was really bad. I mean,
I feel bad because I know Jared may be joining us today, but
yeah.
Not a great performance from Jared in terms of that. It's like again another one of those challenges where he talks big and then under delivers. He's like, "Hey man, South Korean got it, kimchi. I mean, I can ace that."
Oh my gosh! And then he just put raw
cabbage. Raw cabbage. I'm like, what?
He's did that on his original season, and he's doing that. I feel like he would have learned. Like, you know, especially like maybe in the moment. You know, I haven't been on any of these shows, but when you're on the show, it's a different situation, right? You're in the middle of it. You're going or whatever. But when you see it back and you see like, I maybe shouldn't have said those things or I maybe shouldn't have done things like that. I feel like he would have done that.
He kept the cabbage on there and just not said that he did that in flavor of kimchi, you know, like it could just be like topped with cabbage.
Yeah,
like I don't think you should have said like cabbage to signify, you know, to symbolize kimchi. And he's like, kimchi is not raw cabbage,
right?
And this doesn't even taste like kimchi
at all.
I can't wait to next time I go to Pizza Studio.
Oh no,
I'll be asking like, hey, where's that raw cabbage?
But he said kimchi, like you know, when they start saying their little
because he's trying to, it's trying to
he
sound
said
better.
That beforehand, he was like, I'm going to do kimchi, like his plan.
Come on, man.
Do you think he just maybe ran out of time and then was
I think
like,
he was just like, being Jared.
It, like.
No, I think he was just being Jared and over-promising and under-delivering. I think that's what it was. I mean, because it didn't seem like he was running. Like, it wasn't, well, we didn't see like, oh, you know, I'm not going to be able to complete this. I think he was really thought he could do all of this stuff or try to make kimchi out of raw cabbage and was like, maybe sprinkled some, I don't know, some kimchi, some paprika or whatever. It was just like, kimchi, son. That's kimchi right there on that pizza. There it is.
Well, you know, I think he was going to try and get away with it as kimchi until one of the chefs who was biting, he was like, is this raw?
Yeah.
He said, is this raw? And then he goes, yeah, that's the... I think if he wouldn't have been asked about it,
right?
It
he might have been, passed. Yeah. But he was trying to again look better and be like, oh yeah, that symbolizes the kimchi there. That's part of South Korea and in the Southern Hemisphere.
The heritage.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just a symbol. It's just a symbol. Like no, it's got to taste good, man.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys were going to eat that pizza.
Right,
Now you're just going to look at it.
Exactly. It's like putting a garnish that's inedible.
Yes.
You know, you're just like, oh, but it looked good.
It
like
to the
no,
side.
You're supposed to be able to eat on the plate. So as we mentioned, France ended up being Gio was the one that chosen for his team and Michelle. And of course, down in flames, Gio, because, you know, they turned that bad boy over and it
was
burnt
all up. There
was
one slice that wasn't burnt.
There was one slice.
There you go. All right, let's pass this around.
Out of the whole pizza. Out of the whole pizza. And I bet I'm sure it was good. But, you know, because it was burnt, obviously that just kills that. So as a result of that, the red team won.
Do you agree with what he was saying? It's like, all right, you can be mad at me for burning the pizza, but it's also on them because they had as much opportunity to check that pizza before we picked it.
I was agreeing with that at first, but I'm like, no.
Yeah, because it's not something that's visible. Like, you're in a time crunch, right? So if you're in a time crunch, you're like, okay, whose pizza? Like, okay, well, we need to spec this. Like, did you cook under? Let's taste it. Let's feel the dough. Like,
no, yeah, that's like not going to fly. No. Because one, we all trust that you, the Italian dude in the group, knows what they're doing.
Or just the chef in the group. You
no,
know?
The Italian one specifically, because this is the pizza challenge, and that's the only reason why you got chosen, because you are the Italian dude, and you can burn some, like... Not burn.
Cook. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Burn the pizza, but you obviously know what you're doing when it comes to Italian food. So if I put all of that on you and you accept it, you accept the jacket I put on you, like, I will lead us to the promised land. Anything that goes wrong is your fault.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I think that
first
was
I was like, you right. They should all take blame in that. I'm like, no.
The one thing is that you can't say, and this ends up happening because when it's the last person that, and it's, you know, the decider in this situation, it was a tie, then it's like, oh, okay, it's his fault we lost. No, there was three other people that lost.
Yeah, especially
like
Jared.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so Jared's equally to blame as Gio and whoever else didn't win their
that
round.
That was just the biggest upset of it all.
And
that was a sure thing.
are you, or so so they thought. Yeah, but yeah, and I hate that that happens because in times past, the last person ends up being the one like, oh, you lost it for us. You know,
yep, it came down exactly, to that one, and exactly. You were that one, and we right. got Z.
So I agree that he shouldn't be the blame for the entire loss. But yeah, dude, you got to take that one.
You got to take that L. You got to take that L
for sure. For sure.
Don't be seated somewhere.
So as I mentioned, the red team won. They got to go to the Magic Castle. Have you guys ever been?
I've always wanted to go. Well,
yeah, it's pretty dope.
I've gone.
Of course, I've. I know Lim's been.
Lim's gone. But look, I'm in that boat too. Be mad at me too. Hate on me too. Frank, you know, he's hating. No, it's really nice.
Anyway, yeah, it's fresh. If you like, I mean, if you like magic.
But can we, who doesn't like magic? Come on, I mean, you feel like you're dead inside by the comment like that. If you like magic.
No, I mean.
Clutches pearl.
Like, not everybody likes magic. I mean, it's not universal.
Well, we know Elise didn't like it.
That was, she was like, give me my ring.
Yeah,
I don't even want this. He all hell no. Give me my ring.
Yo, and I can so see her doing that. Like,
she this. That's cute.
I can so see her doing it.
But the moment where it sounded like it clanked, she was like, I'm about to go to jail today, tonight. He's about to get choked out.
And there wasn't even that, like, that revelation when somebody kind of gets mad and they get it, like, oh my God, it was in the ball the whole time. They're like, oh, geez, I can't believe it. She was like, give me that.
Give it. She's like, I'm not playing no more. Where's my ring? Give my ring. I was like, he picked the wrong one.
I think he knew that, though.
No, I don't think he did. I think if he knew, he would not have picked her. I'm serious.
I think he knew he was going to have a feisty one in his hand. Elise does not look like the most approachable. She looks like she's feisty.
She does, but this is, but also.
And you don't think the producers maybe get, like, had a say so in who he chose?
That could have been the case. I don't think he chose, like, oh, let me just pick her because.
Like, any, mini, disalini, oop-a-pop-a-lini.
I think definitely, especially in a setting like that, because I remember the room that he's in. I mean, it's very intimate.
That's
and they're just
what I'm saying. Like, he
so,
knew.
I think that, I agree.
And
think
then
the producer's
part of her, I think
it.
She would have lost it more, but she realizes, like, I'm on TV. They're not about to lose my ring. They're going to pay for my ish.
Well, no, I mean, they threw Josh's watch.
I was going to say that. I mean, that's not a ring.
That was cheap.
That's not, and he did snatch it off himself. So then, according to him, became fair game for anything.
Oh, is that how that works?
That apparently, that's what he said. Because we asked when he was here, we were like, "Yo, did you ever get compensated for your watch?"
That don't make no
He's
sense.
Like, "Nah, nah." Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nope.
He said. He tore it off his arm.
He didn't throw it in there, though.
I know, but he tore it off his arm, so therefore...
No, I'm not buying that bull. I can't believe they got him with the okey-doke.
He didn't seem very upset about
it. I mean, because it was a cheap watch.
Well, that's probably why.
It was still... I'd be... Even
but
no matter
she, but
how
at least knew that was not going to happen to her ring, hun, me.
No, of course. Of course.
But like, even the magician was like making the tennis ball talk. She was just like... No.
Give me my
That's
ring.
Great. That's
and
so
then
weird.
She gets her ring, just puts it back on, takes it out. Not even like, oh my gosh.
You did magic. Yeah, thank you. Like, that, not even that. Not yo. Even, all right, I believe you. You're magical.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was perfect.
That was hilarious. The blue team, I mean, the challenge was whatever. I mean, their punishment, I should say. They just got a set for dinner service. No big deal.
That
I feel
was
like the
fun. They didn't have to eat anything nasty.
Yeah, I feel like the punishments this season are not that, like,
yeah, because the manure, was that looked like fun, too.
Well,
the manure,
okay.
It's good for your
looked
skin.
Looked like fun?
Yeah, it looked like they were having fun together.
I think they were making, the best of it, maybe.
They didn't
not
have to eat
fun.
Anything nasty. Yes, Manda and Josh got into a little spat. But out of all the other things they've had to do, like gross things that they had to, like, digest.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think...
We smell manure all the time around a certain time of the year when people have it on their yards. And
or just when I walk into a room.
Oh,
sorry, guys. It's my new. It's my cologne, and it's...
Well, not when you walk into a room with me in it.
It's like, wait, what?
Look, I'm like, not in this room. But I don't know. I just felt like that was a milder.
I feel like just overall. I mean, they've had to drink some things, but even the stuff they had to eat or drink still hasn't compared to previous seasons. I feel like they've had worse punishments than this. Like, I mean, they've had some where they had to peel, like, a ton of carrots or, I mean, cut of potatoes. Like, just a lot of, like, worse things.
They were complaining about the cheese.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm never done.
Ending.
I'm like,
never ending. Yeah,
both from, like, a challenge standpoint and the punishment side. This, of the whole season so far, has been like the biggest dud on both ends. Where it's like, guys, you started off strong with some really cool twists and some really big scale challenges. Yeah. And now it's just like, spin this really large pizza.
Right.
And now grate some cheese.
Right.
Like, grate some
cheese. There it is. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this before.
I'm not complaining if I were like on the other end of the spectrum.
Oh, like, if you are where the person lost, you're not trying to, you're not tripping. And I'm wondering if it's, if it has anything to do with the fact that this is, you know, the, this is the All-Stars, and maybe they're not, I don't know.
Or the challenge producers are just like burnt out that week. They're like, man, we tried, man. We're just tapped.
Oh, just as far as like coming up with things. I don't know. It could be. It could be. But I feel like the prize was good. The Magic Castle.
I think that's really cute.
Hollywood Boulevard. That was cool. Yes, yes, yes. So we get into dinner service. And so everybody's getting ready to do their thing. And so the first culprit to get something sent back is Manda. And she sends up some raw spaghetti.
Because she got celiac disease. She can't eat anything with flour.
Right. Right, which is crazy.
But like, that wasn't the reason why I got sent up raw.
Well, someone who tasted it did not eat
it. Or spade a spade.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, as I think that that would be if you had that illness or a disease. What is it called again?
Celiac.
Celiac?
Celiac.
I've never heard of that. But yeah, that would be really tough because I feel like a number of things have to be made with flour.
Yeah.
That you would be, cooking in a standard kitchen. So that's tough.
Sexy,
I didn't even know that.
Because your vulnerability level is on a totally different level because you have to depend on someone else.
Correct. Correct. And that's got to affect you to some degree. When she comes in, we'll ask. She's due to come in. Ladies and gentlemen, keep watching because we should be having her here soon, next couple of weeks in the studio.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a high-pressure situation, but I also felt like a little, Ramsay was not, sympathetic at all. It's like, I know you can't. Try it. You know, you got to rely on others
that
to eat it.
That was the sympathetic part. What do you mean?
You just
normally wouldn't even say that.
he was not that. He was like, what? He was not thrilled.
Like, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Who's your taste tester? Like, who is it? Call him out.
Call him out.
Call him out. That's
because we need to get the show on the road. Whose fault is it? Don't have that person taste it again.
Michelle actually was the person that kind of did her in twice, actually.
The second time sounded like she did not care. Am I tripping? Or was she like, oops, sorry.
I don't think she cared. Yeah.
It was weird. It was just like, wait, y'all are a team. Y'all gelling. Yeah. What happened?
I don't think she cared. I think it's still at the level because, and we mentioned this before, because everyone's at a higher level than in a normal season. And so I feel like any way that you can get somebody to look tripped up, I think that it's kind of a thing to do. And I think because that was a way for her to be like, oh, because at
so
the end of the day.
So you think she did it on purpose? You think she sabotaged her?
Think that was a little bit of sabotage.
I don't know if it was sabotage, but I also think, even if they're not, great pals, there are just some people that you work with that you're just like, oh, geez, I got to do this because this person needs that.
Right.
And you were just
it was just weird because she was like, I can tell when spaghetti is ready just by looking at it. She should be able to. And I was like, well, either you do or you're lying.
Right.
Or you really, don't care.
So that's why I'm saying it may be some level of sabotage. Because if you can do that, and you taste it, and it's still raw twice, come on.
But Mando was smart to ask a second person the second time. Because you know that, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame
exactly.
On. Or I said it wrong. But you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I've heard the actual saying. I said it correctly.
Shut up.
I have.
Fool me once,
it's okay.
Shame on
over.
You,
it's
fool
okay.
me twice, shame on me.
Hey, all right.
I hate them. Ashley. Ashley, if you're out there, you are sorely, sorely missed. Why are you laughing all in the background? I'm trying to have a PSA.
Sorry.
Really?
Come back. Send help, Ashley.
I don't know why you're not getting... Just saying. Anyway, Gio and Van send up raw lamb together. So a team effort, how do you make a team effort
we
to send up raw meat? He calls a blue team in the pantry and then has a little talk with them. He's been doing this a lot. He then ends up calling Van by himself after that. So Van was just getting it really
I know,
bad.
No, but you can tell he was just like, we messed up. And he's like, hold on.
Come here.
That smile.
Come here. Yeah, I feel like Van seems like the type he can't hide his emotion. when he's mad, obviously because he turns red.
Oh, he scared me that one episode.
You know when he turns mad. You know when he's happy. You know, I mean, he's just one of those type of people. He's not hiding. No poker face. He would never be a good poker player because you could tell everything he's thinking. And I think Chef Ramsay saw that and was like, nah, bruh, stop it. get yourself together. And he's like, what? Ah,
you know. Be nervous.
I'm just saying.
I smile when I'm nervous.
Right. Smile when I'm cry when I'm
it looked happy. Like he was trying it looked like he was trying not to crack a smile right. when he was in there exactly. with Chef in the closet. I was like, oh he my gosh, you better not curl that top lip.
I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, Chef.
For real. I actually got in some serious trouble when I was in the military because I was always that type. I would smile, you know, when I get nervous or smile, I'm just smiley. And I was in basic training and they don't like you to smile. Like you have to be like, you know,
you gotta be all
and
hurt.
I was just like, right. And I would just smile all the time. So they said, oh, you know what? You step to the side. And so they made everybody else do push-ups because I was smiling. Yeah. So yeah, that night they had a conversation with your boy. Yeah. They're like, "Yeah, you need to stop smiling, or else we are really."
Were you smiling while they were doing the push-ups?
No, I was not. I was scared for my life.
I was were you kind of like?
I was scared for my life. I was like, "I'll never smile again." Yeah, they was gonna whoop me up really good. Yeah, because they were trying to get in trouble because it wasn't, you know, it was multiple times they're gonna, and I'm sitting over here like, you know, so yeah, it. That they knew what they were doing.
So
anyway,
can we give a shout out though for a second to the promo people for this for Hell's Kitchen? Because last week they made it sound like one of the biggest, you know, could this be one of the biggest sabotages in Hell's Kitchen history?
when we saw
Michelle
so right.
when she ate it. I was like, oh, wow, yeah.
Like, she done threw some butter on the floor. Man, done threw some butter on the floor. Yo. And she has fallen. It's about to be a fight.
Let me tell you something.
That's what they had to
Yeah, they're good at that. They're really good at promos because it really gets you it really gets you invested. You're like, oh, my gosh, you've been waiting for it. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But, yo, shout out, though, to Michelle not dropping the lamb.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. She literally, and she bit it hard. It wasn't like, oh, I'm falling, and it's like slow motion. You know, like sometimes you're like, oh, I'm falling. No, yo, she.
Wow.
What's going on over here?
Oh, my gosh.
You need some tissue? Like, you all right? Yo, she bit it hard.
She did.
And I was like, wait.
And
she
the lamb got was up cooked with it. And it was cooked.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, who does that?
If that wasn't the definition of a bounce back queen, yo, I don't know what
that's
is.
That's the epitome. The epitome.
Because we all saw, like, what was it, the episode before when Robin dropped the chicken?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All bad.
So,
all
like,
bad.
She bit it.
Bit it and kept it up.
And it sounded like the dish hit the floor,
that's
too.
That's what I'm like, saying. Like, really? I was just like, how? Because of it, we don't know if it hit the floor because she had to recook it.
Yeah.
And, yo, that joint was still up there. That was crazy.
Shout out.
Clap
you.
It up.
You the real MVP.
I was the real MVP, for real.
I low-key was like, that's what you get. Yup. But then I was like, I can't even be mad. Look at resilience.
Yeah, resilience. No, she got up. and she act like she wasn't even hurt. Like, I feel like the guys.
She's like, nothing to see here.
Right. Wait. So this is the funny thing, because I feel like the women are stronger than the men when it comes to like stuff like that. So you got her who bites it hard. Like,
and then Jared.
And then you got Jared.
Medic.
Yo. It's bleeding.
It's right here. It won't stop. I can't get it to stop, Chef.
Wait. The funniest thing of that, though, was when they got caught in the back and he calls the medic over. He's like, hey, did you see anything? He's like,
I couldn't find
nothing. She
goes, I thought in the trailer on that part when he was like, let me see it, and Jared's arm was like this, I thought it was blurred, and I thought it was like a big old gash, like just from
really?
The trailer. There was a blur on his arm, so I was like, oh, snap.
Like it's really bad.
Homeboy got hurt.
No, I mean, and it is one thing, like, I mean, we saw from Elise when she competed, and she tried that excuse with him. I can't, because I got... It's like, man, that is not, do not pull that. If you can't, if you're not genuinely gushing,
that finger better be off.
I mean, I've seen people on this show like almost like cut half their fingertip off or something. I mean, that's like bad. Or if you need stitches or whatever, you know, then you need medical attention. I get it. But when he says, like, I couldn't find nothing. And then they did the close-up because they're like, oh, my finger. And you see nothing. No, you see nothing.
Well, the crazy thing is, like, on his little side interview, his OTF, he was like, I know it was bleeding. It was blood all over my towel. It was blood all over my this, blah, blah, blah. But in the moment when they're showing it, not once did he say, it's right here. Look, it was bleeding. Like, not once did he try to prove that same.
Absolutely.
And I was like, Jared.
And yeah. I don't know if he's like, his thought process. Was he just like kind of.
No, know what? It was that fight or flight. It was that fight or flight. He was like, F this, I'm out. Like, it's too much going on. He was he was overwhelmed.
That way he could have gotten out, and then he could be like, well, I was, you know, you can't vote me in.
With his station. You could tell, because then he starts snapping at everybody around him. Like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Where's that garnish? Where's that garnish?
Right. Where's it at?
You got to tell me. Is it 1 minute? It's 45 seconds. It was 45 seconds. 30 seconds ago.
He was like 1 minute. Then he's like three minutes. And he's like 45. Okay.
He was all over the place at the time. Like, he was like, you told me. He was like, well, I'll tell you.
Right. He's like, you are telling us. You're just telling us the wrong information.
Like, I was like, he was overwhelmed. It was loss of blood. It was like, loss of blood.
Medic.
Right. His brain, like, because of the loss of blood.
I just wanted to end things. Yeah.
I also want to, like, because at the beginning of service, they had Robin and Benny kind of had a little dust up about timing as well, too. And I don't understand, like, those scenes where they shoot it, where there's somebody just on the other side of service as we're working, just like, hey, how much time do you need? And that person is just like oblivious.
Oh, go ahead.
So
yeah.
Often.
Can you not hear somebody screaming at you?
They're closer than they look, aren't they?
I would think so.
You got to be able to hear, but I think sometimes people get so focused and they get flustered and they're not thinking, you know, not paying attention.
I think they on purpose do not want to hear someone talking.
No, but I mean, why would you? I don't think that that's the case, because if they were on purpose not listening to time, then you know it's going to be messed up. So then someone's going to get in trouble. Why would you, like, put yourself in that situation?
He just doesn't want to hear anybody else. Right,
I just think they're just so focused, and they're like, we've talked to people, and they said it's not like your normal kitchen. It's like 10,000 times harder because of everything that's going on.
Yeah,
it's
but
the show.
You have
it's
to be able
Chef
to
Ramsey.
Control that and manage that, because at the end of the day, by the 10th time she's saying your name, now you have an attitude.
Right.
And she's already on the 10th one.
Right.
And you're like, what? Shut up. Stop talking to me.
Right.
So it's like, you have to be able to manage that to be a good chef in that type of situation anyway.
No, I totally agree.
With you. Stop yelling at me.
I'm not. No one is arguing.
Stop yelling at me.
And 100% decrease in the wheeze from
JK. Is that your phone? Oh my god!
Slipped off.
What's wrong with you?
No wheeze from Ben this week. Yeah, I feel like everybody talked to him, like, much like Lem in the barracks. They said, like, "Hey man, you got to knock off the wheeze, please."
Oh yeah, we chef.
Yeah, we don't hear none of that no more. So we had some fish that went up overcooked, and then after that, it was just over. Blue team, get up out of here.
Hot mess. Yeah. Express.
Hot mess. So they get kicked out.
One last thing, too, about Michelle busting her butt. I do like the lady from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Just like she just went like this.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Cracking wise on that.
she said she's going to feel it tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, she was
clowning.
That was a hard fall. Like, yes. I don't know many people that could have held that up. Like, food on a tray as you're falling that hard.
Ambitions of a rider.
Yeah, yeah. So I think she's my new favorite right now. like for real. Man. Like, that put her, for me.
Bring her up, like, in week two?
I don't remember that.
No, it's always been Elise.
No, I had two.
I mean Elise is definitely, like,
I had
on the
one
front.
That was in the background, I'm pretty sure.
As a dark horse, maybe. Situation.
We also had that at the beginning of the episode, everybody was asking, like, Elise, I bet you'd be freaky.
Yeah.
Elise's like, I'm not talking about this.
I love that. She was just like, I'm going to bed. Good night. Bye, Felicia's.
Yeah, that was funny. So we get to the elimination, and I mean, lo and behold, Jared is put up. No, I wasn't hating at that. I wasn't mad at that. Robin also got put up. I feel like Robin is going to get put up every single time.
Now,
just as a side
especially
note. Yeah, she's going to get put up every single week. So I think it's a matter of time before we see her kind of out of here.
She messed up.
Yeah.
But when she takes that moment and says,
back to the other team,
Chef Ramsey, I'm cool with this test that you did. Can I head right back to the red team? Was this fun? I mean, can I head back? Yeah. Like, no, there's no. You don't get to decide when you want to head back to the other team.
Yeah, like, it's one thing when your team puts you up for elimination and you feel betrayed. Right. And then you get back, you don't get sent home, and you guys still have to deal with each other. You get over it. But to declare while you're on the chopping block, that part, to declare, like, y'all, I don't want to be on this team anymore. Like, the team you got to go back to? Oh, okay. You got to sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, it's just,
and
I mean,
I honestly didn't think he was going to send Jared home. I didn't.
Really?
I didn't.
I thought it was Jared all the way.
Yeah, I figured once I saw...
It made sense for it to be, but for some reason, I just didn't think... His luck has just been like...
But I think that's what it's been. I feel like he's been lucky for the last...
That's why I was like, this would be just his luck for him to stay.
I feel like his luck had run out. I mean, granted, obviously Robin has been very lucky as well. I mean, getting switched over the team and kind of see...
He gave up before he could make a decision.
But I feel like with him, I feel like he... This last service was just really bad. And I think the finger cut, I mean, I honestly think that did him in, because it was like the fact that, I mean, we've seen people like, oh, I'm hurt and da 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 da. But the fact that he actually asked the medic, he's like, yo, did he have a cut? And he's like, didn't see nothing. All right.
So and then when he went to him, he was like, can I just have a Band-Aid real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was what did him in, because at that point, Chef Ramsey's like, okay, I can't even trust this guy. Like, he's faking being injured so he can get out of, you know, a situation, a predicament. He's not going to have them as a head chef anywhere. Like, come on, man.
Rio, he's bleeding to death.
Yeah. It's blood everywhere. It's blood, like, where? Like,
I really was like, is there? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's so calm.
Come on, man. Stop it. Rolling around with a paper cut. Anyway, so Jared does go home. I definitely think it was his time to go at this moment. I feel like Robin is definitely skating on thin ice, for sure. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I feel like the thing with the difference between Robin and Jared is I feel like Robin does have heart. Like,
she just needs to command a little more from him. Like, it's possible. It's just, I'm not going to say I don't think she has it in her. I think she can pull it off. She just has to believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she has to believe it, but she also has to, I mean, she has to come through. Like, she has to deliver. I feel like she hasn't, in challenges, in dinner service, I feel like she just hasn't delivered to the potential that she needs to be at.
True. But she is better, doing better on that team than she was in the
absolutely,
red team.
Absolutely.
True. But when I felt like I was with Giovanni when he's like, hey, wait, you're on our team, man. You just can't, like, quit.
Right. He was hurt. Yeah. He was like, what did this trick just say?
Yeah. I think, like, she's just trying to get into a situation where
straight treason.
She feels comfortable. But it's like, you got to do the job. You got to do the job.
And you got to know. Like, I mean, she cannot honestly say to herself, like, when she goes back upstairs and is getting ready at night, like, I got this competition. I'm going to win. Like, no, you know, it's just a matter of if, when, not if you're going to get eliminated.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think if she could turn it around, I mean, it just depends on her. You know, she has to be able to. I just don't think that with the caliber of chefs, I don't think that she's going to be able to, because there's people that just seem to be just better than her. And I don't know that she can just overcome that. That's all I think.
Do you think she could turn it around or even just get the black jackets?
I think she has to step it up. Like, she has the heart. She has the heart. And I'm always rooting for people that have the heart. I definitely think she has the heart. But I think that I don't think she can get to the black jackets, to be honest.
I would love to see her get to the black
jackets. I would love to, too.
But I really don't know either. I don't know.
I mean, just looking at,
Frank, tell us how you feel, though.
No, I question her heart. Until tonight. Until this episode, when she kind of read, like, I want to go back to the red team. Mm-hmm. If she had never said that, I'd still feel like, you know, she's in it in the fight and she's going to try to at least get better. But when she's sort of like, I'm done, can I get back to the red team? I'm like, man, you got no heart. You're not going to really compete as hard as you can, no matter what team you're on.
That exposed a lot.
You know, that's true. I don't know. Maybe she just misunderstood. But we'll find out next week, because she's still there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully our guest shows. I'm tired of these guests saying they're going to be here and then they don't show, but you know, the show must go on.
That's why we have commitment issues and we can't have anything nice.
Right. Anyway, I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can always find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Robin, where you at?
Robin with a V. McSweeney signing out. You can find me at B Stays Busy. Feel better, Ashley.
Hopefully Jared is okay. He may have cut his finger trying to get in touch. No, Jared, we kid because we love. A little last minute shade thrown there. All right, folks, we can talk it all down right here on social media at Happy Go Jackie.
And make sure next week we will be on vacation because of Thanksgiving. So we will be back in 2 weeks. So make sure you're back with us.
2 weeks.
And I promise we will have a guest for you. I promise. Until then, we'll see you. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.